Sorry to keep you waiting. I can confirm now that Isaiah will be lost for the season. He has torn his ACL, so which is very unfortunate. As I said yesterday, as we suspected, you know, he worked very, very hard to get in the position to where he was a very productive special teamer for us, and we had high hopes for him and doing some things out of the backfield for us as well. So he'll be undergoing surgery in the next 10 days to 2 weeks, which is typical with these injuries. So he's got a long road ahead of him, but, you know, I'm confident that as he's matured over the last couple of years that he'll get back and be in good shape next year. So anyway, we'll wish him the best through his rehab. As far as the game's concerned, you know, if you get past the score and the statistics and things like that, which we had to do this morning, we saw some improvement in a number of areas. You know, obviously, Sam doesn't fall in the category of improvement because he didn't play last week. But certainly, you know, as I said, Sam played very, very well for us. He and Scott were dead on as far as communication and protections and all those kind of things. And so we were pleased with that. Saw some improvement up front. You know, I thought Greg improved. You know, he played tackle. He got a chance to block two outstanding rushers. And then he moved into guard and played well and was productive at guard. You know, we thought staff felt that Davin played very well also at right guard, and as Joe did at right tackle. So we saw some improvement up front, those that played. Same thing defensively, despite the fact that we were in a hurry up, in a no huddle, and remained fairly basic. We saw some good things out of some players on defense. When TJ came in for the second series, he was very productive, very efficient, tackling and showing up around the line of scrimmage. So, and then of course we saw some good things on special teams as well from some of the young guys. So we, as I mentioned to you and I mentioned to them, this week's a different week. We're going to do a little more this week on both sides of the ball as we need to. We need to put the players under a little more stress from a game plan standpoint, and so the coaches will prepare to do that. And, you know, it looks like we have an exciting opponent this week. So, any questions?
Any update on Rainey? You know, you said you're supposed to have the MRI, Demetrius.
Yes, we actually we got good news. We suspected the worst, but we got good news. He has no ligament damage whatsoever. Cartilages are good, solid, no cartilage damage. He's got a severe bone bruise, I would guess I would classify it, and he's going to be out for some time. You know, these things typically take time, but I can't tell you whether it's going to be 4 weeks or 6 weeks, but I would not expect him back within the four-week time period.
You're so close to making your cuts, actually some after this week. Do you consider bringing in somebody for Pete or even for Rainey?
No, not necessarily. I think we've got, you know, we're good right now. We've got depth. We've got flexibility. I mean, Mike Person, for example, played all three offensive line positions and played 71 snaps yesterday and played tackle, guard, and center. So we've got depth there. You know, we're going to look. I mean, this is the time you typically continue to evaluate, you know, the bottom half of your roster and watch the waiver wire, and, you know, we'll make room with Isaiah's spot, and if someone's out there, then we'll consider it, but not looking to replace position for a position at that point, no.
Coach, the third exit of the preseason game, when does the word urgency creep in, or is that a bad word given the big picture you're looking at right now?
No, there's no urgency as far as that's concerned. I mean, we look at from an individual standpoint across the board and look at every player, not looking specifically. Although you want to win games, it's important, and you want to do, you know, play well and be productive and score points. I think the thing that's most important is just the individual improvement. You know?
I guess in terms of like a point of emphasis, is there a segment or segments that this week get heavy?
Well, we're gonna put a little bit more on the game plan cover sheet than we have had. That doesn't necessarily mean we're gonna call it, but we're gonna do that. You know, you go across the board, across the league. People are, you know, the opening day in the National Football League is a lot different than preseason games from a standpoint of, you know, what you do. And so as long as, in our eyes, we're continuing to do those things well on the practice field and we elect not to do those things, you know, in the game, then, you know, there's not a sense of urgency. But you play to win games at all times. And, we didn't play well in the second half. The offensive line, the young offensive line, struggled in the fourth quarter. We moved Hui from right tackle to left tackle, and he not played in a game there before. And, he had his hands full, played graded out very well at right tackle when he was in the game. So those are the kind of things that you look at.
When you have a guy have a real bad sequence like Hui, how do you just calm the guy down, or is it?
Well, Boo's real good at that. Staff's good at that. His teammates are good at that. We slid. We tried to slide to get him some help, and he didn't kick as quick as he should have. And then, of course, we slid it. We did not slide, and we got beat on the pass rush game. The TE game. So that stuff happens, but. When he comes back in the building tomorrow, for example, you talk about the right tackle and how well he played at right tackle. He graded out much better there. That's a hard place to play out there on the left side.
You kept five running backs last year. Now, without Pete, is this even a small window of opportunity for a guy like Trey Watts?
Well, Trey did some nice things at the end of the game as far as run game was concerned. We're going to allow him to get significantly more carries over the next couple weeks. We want to see what he can do. Now, he's been slowed by the hamstring, so he's missed time, but he's back on the practice field. He got a number of special team reps in the game and did well, and he can run. And so, yes, it opens the door. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean there's no guarantees just because we kept five last year. It means we're going to keep five this year. We may have, may use that spot in another position where there's maybe depth, but it's certainly going to give him an opportunity.
Trey Mason had a couple of glitches in pass pro. Is that the toughest thing for a college running back to pick up in the NFL?
Yeah, there's two issues. One is recognition, who you got, and then two is going out and actually executing the block. And so it starts with the recognition, and that's where there was a breakdown. And we gave up hitting the quarterback. So, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges for the position, as we talk about, is to learn how to play without the football. Guys have run skills. He can carry the ball and run and do those kind of things, but it's playing without the football. It's protection. It's getting out to the right spots in the route, at different times to be the check down or be where you're supposed to be when the quarterback needs you. That's the challenge at the position, and Trey needs to keep working at it.
You'd mentioned that Zach Stacy had made it a point to concentrate on that this year. Can you see improvement in Zach?
Yes, he's not been put in position in preseason game yet. In the first 2 weeks, he's not been put in a position where he's had to protect, particularly because they elected on third down when he was in there not to, blitz or whatever. But he's certainly shown it on the practice field. In the drills that we've had, he's done very well with it.
You mentioned last week that Jake will be back this week. Any chance for guys like Roger or Laurinaitis or Brockers?
I think there's a chance for all those four, yeah.
How close, if close at all, is Barrett Jones to being able to get back?
Barrett's going to be weeks away. Barrett has had some minor surgery on his back, and so he will not participate in the preseason. Beyond that, I don't know. Depends on his rehab.
Roberson started and Gaines didn't play any.
Roberson played in the game. EJ had some stuff that carried over from the practice field. He'll be fine next week. We'd like to hold him out.
I just wanted to maybe had Robertson kind of earned a start or at least a look with the starting lineup because of his play.
You're talking about Marcus?
Yeah.
And no, Brandon McGee started.
Pardon me? Okay.
Strike
the question.
Okay. I'll strike the answer. Okay.
How's Ethan Westbrook's coming along now that he's been back for a
while? He's making plays, He's playing well against the run. He's got pass rush ability. He's shown he's put a lot of pressure on the passer. He's an effort guy, and even got a chance to play some special teams on kickoff return. It looked like he's got a chance to do that.
How hard is evaluation in terms of who's going against who and all those things, especially when you're dealing with kind of the second?
Well, you have to take that into consideration. For example, one of the first things I asked was who was Elliott that had three sacks at the end of the game? You know, where'd that guy come from? He played well. He's a good pass rusher. So it is. You have to look at that and who the matchups are against. You know, the corners and the receivers or the linebackers and the tight ends or, you know, the running backs. And so, and even from that standpoint on special teams, when you're watching, and it's important to us, you know, as we already did this as a staff today, as a total staff, we watch the special teams tape. And so the offensive line coach gets to watch the DBs and may be asked to grade the DBs in certain positions on special teams. And so that's the one key thing that you look at is the matchup and the one-on-one matchups and the athletic abilities and as you're evaluating the younger players.
Yesterday, you're not all that concerned the run game hasn't gotten going yet. Is that a game plan standpoint, or because you haven't had your line together? Or?
It's a combination of things. I mean, they were, you know, they had, and it really, it's not an excuse, but it looked as if there was an extra guy on the line of scrimmage most of the time yesterday. So we, you know, as we grade this, I mean, our run philosophy is we really don't care how many guys are on the line of scrimmage. We need to run the football. Okay, well, we haven't necessarily worked against those type of things that we saw yesterday. So we were close. We were real close on several different runs that didn't look good, very close to having significant gains.
Based on what you had seen from Sam in practice, was there anything he did yesterday that pleasantly surprised you?
That's what we said. He just carried everything on practice field right in the game. Yeah, that was a great throw to catch to Lance. Now, that's a hard throw and a hard, very, very difficult catch. And same thing, the guys helped him too. I mean, Cookie's fourth down catch was a good catch too, contested catch, which was good.
How much will you give Sam this week?
He'll play a little bit more. Yeah, a little bit more than he did. You know, we're expecting Jake to play, which will be good. We got to get Jake in there and get Jake and Scott surround, you know, make sure they're surrounding Greg, you know, and get the three of them, because that's how we're practicing right now. We just got to get them together in the game.
The TV announcer was saying you had told the team, I guess, that if there were seven penalties or less, you'd break camp. I'm assuming they're still in the team.
We're still in camp, yeah. Yep. I'm a man of my word. We are still in camp. Yeah, so we'll be breaking camp Wednesday.
Now, is it something like the 4-year guys? They have the option of staying at their home.
Yeah, 4 years or more, they have the option to stay home. Anybody 3 years or less, we keep them in the hotel, and they have curfew. Yeah.
How do you alluded to it a little bit last night? How do you handle these penalties? They're calling them like crazy all over the league. Nick said there was something on the wire that last year at this time there were only four, what was it?
Five illegal contacts.
Illegal contacts. There's been league-wide after 2 weeks, and there's been 40 called. Do you think this will continue?
Well, it's a point of emphasis, and, you know, we have to assume it's going to continue. We got to teach our players to avoid those things. You know, same thing with the hands to the face. That's a point of emphasis, you know. The committee looked at a lot of plays, talked to the Players Association, talked to physicians and, you know, the safety panel and everything, and we got to get the hands down off the headgear and, those type of things. So that's a point of emphasis. And, you know, now there's, you know, as the case any year with points of emphasis, there are going to be things that look like them that weren't. You know, and that's what we have. That's what we're dealing with now. We had several yesterday that, you know, they weren't hands to face, and we had several contact plays down the field that, you know, the contact was so minimal. But nonetheless, we're gonna have to continue to work with our players.
They had a couple big plays when Rodgers was scrambling or moved the pocket. What kind of lessons can defensive backs learn from maybe what Rodgers was able to?
Well, we had a young defensive back that kind of lost track of his responsibility on the deep ball. he should have carried that coverage. And but that's a good lesson to be learned in that instance. So
was that Joyner on the deep?
It was a young defensive back. Yeah.
It looked like zone coverage.
And his jersey numbers was in the 20s. That's all I'll say. So.
I mean, even in zone, you should carry that guy.
That particular concept, yes. Yeah. So it's a good learning experience for LaMarcus.
How did Greg Reed look? Did he press you a little bit?
He made some plays on defense, and, you know, you kind of trust him. He's got a knack as a returner. You know, he has a good feel for fielding punts and, you know, fair catching balls. He's got some run skills.
I want to ask you about what you thought of your run defense. I mean, they didn't have any long runs like the New Orleans game, but they still were over 4 yards a carry.
Yeah, they were. And, you know, Aaron had one, too. I think it was probably 15, 18 yards. So, again, we kept things very basic. So we tackled better, but, you know, we gave up some plays, and they're pretty much scheme-related, I think. Okay. Thank you.